Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey everyone, Brooklyn Weston here, your friendly neighborhood stoic guide to navigating this crazy world. Today we're tackling something that trips us up more often than we'd like to admit. Apologizing. Now, I know what you're thinking, ugh, apologies. That feels so vulnerable. But trust me on this one, friends. Mastering the art of apology is less about losing face and more about gaining respect, building stronger connections, and ultimately living a more authentic life. Think about it. Haven't we all been in those situations where a heartfelt I'm sorry could have smoothed things over? Maybe you accidentally snapped at a loved one or made a mistake at work that ruffled some feathers. We've all been there. But here's the secret sauce. A genuine apology, delivered with the right intention and approach, can be a powerful tool for growth, understanding, and even reconciliation. So, buckle up, my friends, because we're diving deep into the art of apologizing without sacrificing your dignity. Firstly, let's break down the mindset behind a truly impactful apology. It's not about saying sorry just to get out of trouble or appease someone. It's about taking ownership of your actions, acknowledging the impact they had, and expressing genuine remorse. This means looking beyond the what and focusing on the why. Why did you make that mistake? What were your intentions? Understanding your own motivations can help you deliver a more sincere apology. Secondly, remember that apologies are about connecting, not defending. Instead of getting caught up in justifications or excuses, focus on acknowledging the other person's feelings and validating their experience. Saying something like, "I understand that my words hurt you," shows empathy and demonstrates your willingness to see things from their perspective. Thirdly, tailor your apology to the situation. A heartfelt apology to a friend might be different from one offered in a professional setting. Consider the context and adjust your tone and language accordingly. It's all about finding that balance between sincerity and professionalism. Fourth, action speaks louder than words. While a verbal apology is important, following it up with actions demonstrates your commitment to change. If you made a mistake at work, take steps to prevent it from happening again. If you hurt someone's feelings, make an effort to repair the damage through kindness and understanding. And finally, remember that forgiveness is a gift, not a right. While a genuine apology can pave the way for forgiveness, it's ultimately up to the other person to decide whether or not to forgive you. Be respectful of their decision, even if it's not what you hoped for. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're at a family gathering, and in a moment of frustration, you lash out at your sister over something trivial. The words come out before you can stop them, and suddenly the room feels thick with tension. You realize you crossed a line. Now what? A mumble sorry isn't going to cut it here. You need to take a step back, acknowledge the impact of your words, and express genuine remorse. Maybe something like, "Hey sister's name, I'm really sorry for snapping at you earlier. I was feeling overwhelmed, but that's no excuse for how I spoke to you. You know I love you, and I hate that I let my frustration get the better of me." Follow it up with a hug, a sincere conversation about what triggered your anger, and maybe even an offer to help out with something she needs. That's a real apology, folks, one that acknowledges the hurt, takes responsibility, and shows a genuine desire to repair the relationship. So there you have it. Mastering the art of apologizing isn't about losing face but about building bridges, fostering understanding, and ultimately, becoming a more compassionate human being. Remember, a sincere apology is a powerful act of courage, humility, and love. Keep those apologies genuine, keep those hearts open, and keep coming back for more daily stoic power. We'll be right here tomorrow with another dose of wisdom to help you navigate the world with clarity, control, and calm. And hey, if you found this episode helpful, don't forget to share it with a friend who could use a little reminder about the power of apology. Until next time, stay stoic.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.